Yevamos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, 3-3, and we continue to build on the cases from 3-1, 3-2. We say, now, what happens if Haisa Achetzmen Asura Alzeh Isur Erva, Vashnia Asura Alzeh Isur Erva? What happens if each of the two surviving widows, Rachel and Leah, each are prohibited from marrying one of the two surviving brothers, Levi and Yehuda, each with a bona fide Isur Erva, a Doraisa prohibition? So let's say, for example, Rachel can't marry Levi, and Leah can't marry Yehuda, because both of those relationships are arayos. Bonagid, let's say that they're formerly daughters-in-law of these two. Then, so, for example, Rachel and Leah were daughters-in-law of Levi and Yehuda originally, and then they both got divorced from Levi and Yehuda's sons, and then Rachel and Leah married these two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, who I guess were their ex-husband's uncles. Okay, so now, since Rachel and Levi can never get married, and Leah and Yehuda can never get married because they have an Isur Erva, so if they both now fall to Yibum, there's only one arrow per customer. It's just that Levi now has an arrow to only one woman, Leah, and Yehuda has an arrow of Zika to only one woman, Rachel. Therefore, they both can get married and do Yibum. That's the Mishnah says. If one of them, let's say Levi, had an Isur Erva that restricted him from marrying one of them, say Rachel, and Vashnia Asur Al Zeh Isur Erva, and similarly, Yehuda and Leah can't get married because there's an Isur Erva between them also, then Ha Asur Al Zeh Muteras Al Zeh, then that would mean that Rachel, who can't marry Levi, could marry Yehuda, and Leah, who can't marry Yehuda, couldn't marry Levi, Vasur Lazem Muteras Lazeh, and then everyone will live happily ever after. Zuhi Sha'amru, this is included in the case that was mentioned back in the Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel in 2-3 previously, where we said, Achosak Shi'yavimta Ochaletis Omis Yabemis, that if you have two sisters that are kind of like co-yavamos to brothers, but there's the scenario like we described here, so then each one of them has their option, there's an option to do chalitz or yibum with each of these two women and by their respective husbands that are permitted to them. So that's included in the case back in 2-3. When I explained 2-3 before, I didn't have a case of two women, but rather just one woman, but this is like a double-decker version of the same story where each of these two women, although they're sisters to one another and like therefore co-yivamos, if you will, nevertheless, because the pre-existing arayos that restricted them from falling to certain brothers, both could do yibum and live happily ever after.